So it's now Wednesday, October 11th. I'm just trying to timestamp some of these conversations because things are so fluid and change so quickly, both in terms of the events that are happening and the information that we're revealing and uncovering. And even if nothing new happens, just the way we process has to be different on day one and day four and day seven. Don't get caught into one voice or one mode. It's very easy just to find that one profile and that one response and to stick to it. But this type of tragedy, this type of trauma demands that there are different voices at once, and I'll try to talk about those different voices today. It's been a little hard on this, a little hard. It's hard to keep the timeline straight, very little sleep. I've got a medical issue that I'm struggling with. Obviously, it's not anywhere near important, but it's just keeping me adding another layer of difficulty. Here's some of the things to think about over the next, until the next time I speak, and just now that it's 3 or 4 days after what happened to our people. I want to talk about three and a half different issues. Some of it may be a little bit overlapping with my previous comments, but some of it may be a little different. I spoke in my previous comments about facing the pain and facing the tragedy without running away. The sadness, the crying, the tears, the hurt. I spoke in my previous comments about not running away to sports, not running away to movies, and not running away to culture. Because these are escapist experiences, and Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want you to escape what Am Yisrael is suffering. We're burying dead people, killed people, murdered people. We're discovering, I hate to say it, but I want to make sure that there's absolutely no uncertainty. Babies whose heads were removed. Women who, I can't, you've seen the pictures. My son-in-law told me he was in the front lines. I'll talk about this a little later. Maybe I'll talk about it a little later, where they found in Kfar Aza. And the thought that you're going to run away from that and you're just going to find yourself in a movie or a sporting event. I spoke about this already. I apologize. My thoughts aren't very well organized right now. But there are two other ways that you can escape that you shouldn't escape. One way that people escape the hardship and the pain and the suffering is running to ideology and politics and who's at fault, or for religious people, what meaning is there and what. And I'll talk about that also, but the first and most imperative moral religious response is to suffer the scenes we're seeing, the names, the parents. Personalize. Look at the levios, look at the names. At the end of the day, try to walk away with some sense of what they found out today. Today I just got an email that a alumnus of our yeshiva, who is now an adult, lost two sons, two brothers in battle. Two. Just when you think the stories can't get worse, they get worse. And they'll continue to get worse as we uncover new information. So don't run away to sports and movies, and don't run away to ideology and meaning and lessons learned in politics and too much military information. Obviously, you want to follow the military situation, you get lost and caught up in military analysis. And the third area not to get lost, and this I'm finding, I understand it's a natural instinct, and I want to distinguish between people in Israel and people in America, but first, as a general rule, somehow, at least the things that I'm seeing, I'm not really spending time consistently running through my Facebook and Twitter feeds, but yesterday I was very busy and I just was, you know, without svarim, not at home, you know, when you're on the road, so look at this, look at that. There's a little bit too much triumphalism, and then a little bit too much Am Yisrael Chai, and a little bit too much Mikam Chai Yisrael, a little bit too much how great we are, a little bit too many pictures of soldiers smiling, and we're gonna, somehow we've turned the page from Avelus to Am Yisrael Chai and Amunah and Bitachon, I think a little bit too fast. We still have to bear the brunt of the suffering. There are parents that are, I can't mention to you what it's like to imagine your child, your daughter, your baby, your two little children locked in cages in sewers in Gaza, if they're still alive after the bombings. And it's hard to even wrap your heads around it. So to get too triumphant and too optimistic and too many feel-good stories, and how everyone's donating money and handing out food on the roads. Now, two caveats. Number one, there has to be some of that, obviously. And second of all, let me tell you a story about where that should be more pronounced and where this should be less pronounced. My son-in-law, I went 2 nights ago to visit one of my married daughters, and she lost her husband's cousin was killed in battle, so we went to visit her and give her a hug late at night. And we asked how her husband's doing, and Baruch Hashem, he's safe, and he's fighting, he's protecting. And he's protecting now, I think he's in the battle, he's protecting one of the roadways, one of the Yishuvim. And she said that whenever she speaks to him, he says, I don't want to hear any depressing stories. I don't want to hear any sad stories. I don't want to hear all any vulgar, terrible, horrifying videos. The morale in the army, the morale amongst the fighters is sky high. And he doesn't want to in any way disrupt that or ruin that. Which means that obviously those closer to the battle need more spirit. They need more enthusiasm. They need more morale. So obviously it makes sense that if soldiers are going to spend their whole day crying and their whole day absorbing the horrifying videos and the whole day watching this and watching that, then of course they won't have the spirit and the enthusiasm and the optimism and the get up and go to triumph in this war, as I know we will. But the further you are from the battle, and even you could say that in Eretz Yisrael, because to a degree we all have to be part of that battle. And those who are providing provisions and those who are watching children or watching frazzled wives, and it can't just be moping in sorrow all day. There has to be a spirit of something larger that we're accomplishing, and momentum and teamwork and cooperation, everything that all this morale develops. But the further you are, I believe, the more you should incline over the next couple of days. I can't tell you how long it will last, and obviously these levayos and the horrors are going to last weeks, but we can't be crying for weeks. It's simply impossible. But certainly from now until Thursday, till Shabbos, you should accent the tears and the horror. And not the how great we are, how much food we're donating, how much money, let's get together. I saw again, I couldn't look at it because I was horrified. I just shut it down. I just opened my Twitter for the first time, just, you know, almost reflexively. I'm tired of looking at the horrible reports on the news. I just opened something else on my phone. And I was walking, I forget when. And there was a picture of some people at a rally, I guess, in New York. I'm assuming I didn't even read the text, which is so frustrating to me. And they were taking selfies of each other, smiling. And I remember when I put out this previous share, and normally when I post the share, I put a picture accompanying the share to get people's attention. Here, I obviously wasn't going to put a picture a couple of days ago. So I just posted the link to YUTara, where my share was posted. I was horrified to see that on Twitter or Facebook, I forget which, the icon that came up with the link to my share had my picture on YUTara, which is me smiling. All of a sudden, people are going to look at the share and see someone smiling, take selfies, and you're happy to be at a parade, you're happy to be at a rally of support. So obviously there needs to be organization, and obviously for organization and all of these efforts to be successful, there has to be spirit. But a little bit of tznius, and a little bit of anava, and a little bit of Kabbalah Sadin, and a little less frontal feel-good stories, I think would go a long way to strengthening our bitachon. We can't just turn the page on what happened. We can't turn the page emotionally, morally, historically, theologically. You don't just walk away from the kever and all of a sudden, how can we turn the page? It's a feel-good story. How much food was donated and dedicated? This is not a kever. This is thousands of kever. Pasuk in Koheles Parakei. Al tivahel al picha. Don't speak quickly. V'libcha al yemahir. And don't just let things come out of your heart to your lips. Lo'otzi davar lefnei elokim. Ki elokim ha'shamayim. V'yata al ha'aretz. Hashem's in the heaven. You're in the earth. Al ken yu devaracha mi'atim. Your words should be minimal. That's the slogan that should direct us over the next couple of days. Hashem's in the Shemayim, we're in the Aretz. It's been long, so long, since the gap between our Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shemayim and our people in the Aretz has been this wide and this broad. month ago, the Shemayim and the Eretz were twinned. A month ago in Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and said, Salachti Kidvarecha. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma is way, way up in the Shemayim. I can't tell you, no one can tell you what Hashem's Chachma is based upon. There's no way to decode what happened. There is a Chachma, of course, there's a reason, but it's way up in the Shemayim, beyond human thought. We're here suffering on the Eretz. And when that situation exists, Ki Elokim b'Shamayim v'Ata l'Aretz, Al Kein yudivarecha mi'atim. Speak little, take fewer pictures, less triumphalism, less feel-good stories. Again, it's hard to draw the line because a lot of it is necessary. But all of it should be dosed properly, and all of it should be balanced properly. And it can't all be how great our army is, how much bitachon we have, how much we're going to victor, how many X's we've donated or volunteered or money, how many planes have airlifted supplies. That time will come. And that's the first thing on my mind. This morning, Wednesday, October 11th. Be careful not to escape to culture. Be careful not to escape to ideology. Be careful not to escape to triumphalism. This is not the time for anything but Sefer Eicha. Sefer Eicha, there's no meaning. Sefer Eicha, there's a search for meaning when people suffer. We're in the middle of Sefer Eicha. Open up Perek Gimel of Sefer Eicha and just read the Psukim. Yitain be'afar piu ulai yesh tikva. Sit on the ground, yeshiv badat v'yidom, sit quietly, put dirt in your mouth, close your mouth, ulai yesh tikva. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide us some hope. Of course He will. But for this week, it's hard to see. The second issue which is on my mind, and this has to affect not just the way we process the event, but the way we daven. Three things were attacked on Shabbos Simchas Torah. We were attacked, our people. But in addition to our people being attacked, our land was attacked. A month ago, on Sunday, we said seven times Tehillim Perek Mem Zayin, Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu, Ule'umim Tachas Ragleinu, Yivchar Lanu Es Nachal Aseinu, Es Geon Yaakov Asher Ahev Sela. Hashem, choose our land for us. Subdue our enemies. Let us live in our land. Thugs, vile, subhuman pigs. I have no place in the human race. And I'll talk about this in a few moments. And no place in any part of human history whatsoever. Entered our land, defiled our people. Defiled our land. The land about which we read, Losaki Haaretz Eschem Etamaschem, so even slight moral variances of ours justifies being expelled because Eretz Yisrael can't tolerate sin, can't tolerate immorality, can't tolerate murder. How much blood was spilled? How much humanity was debased? How could it happen? How could it happen? As, at least in Israel, we were in shul, reciting Vizos HaBracha, reciting the Bracha of Binyamin, Bank Tefav Shachain, Chofef Alav Kalayom, Uvenk Tefav Shachain. What does Rashi say? Chofef Alav Kalayom. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina protects us, Megan Alav Aide Shechinaso. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechapa Aleinu, Milashon Hagana and Shmira. While we were saying those words, while we were saying that part of the Torah, our people, our land was being overrun, and our people were being murdered and maimed and massacred and brutalized and mutilated. And it has to affect what happened to us. It has to affect our tefillos, because there is something called Schutz Eretz Yisrael. And we're davening to Hashem, not just, let's say, the man Shemecha, Asin, Hanarugim, Mashem, Kachecha, Asin, Man Tibucha, Mayichudecha, Asin, Man Boy, Voisha, Mayim, Akita, Shemecha, Asin, Man Harim, Yisrael, Harim, Karen, Yisrael, Harim, Karen, Yisrael, Amech, Harim, Karen, Mashichacha. We also are davening, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Asay, Laman, Artsacha, Hashmema, Asay, Laman, Artsacha, Shinitma, Asay, Laman, Artsacha, Shinidrasa, Asay, Laman, Artsacha. This is Chus of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is part of this Milchama now. Mizachartis Brisi Yaakov, Vavis Brisi Yitzchak, Vavis Brisi Avraham Ezkar, Viha Aretz Ezkar, Viha Aretz Ezkar. Hashem redeems us b'schus Eretz Yisrael. So we were attacked, we were assaulted. Our land was assaulted, and the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence was defiled. This was a Chilul Hashem. Why was it a Chilul Hashem? For two reasons. Number one, because these are people who are not religious. I don't know if I said this, I didn't say this before. They don't speak in the name of religion, in the name of God, by any stretch or form. They are complete imposters. They're charlatans. They dress religiously. They look religious. They're not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not brutal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Rachamim Pasech Es Yodecha U'masbiel Luchachai Ratzon. How could you speak in the name of Hashem, who this week's parsha will read, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Baro Sam, and this is how you disgrace Tzelem Elokim. Shomu Shamayim. They are not religious. They are imposters. I don't know if they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah or if they're atheists. But either way, they don't speak in the name of Hashem. Denying the ways of Hashem is like denying Hashem. So they're fabricating Masih Deltam, some crazy, hallucinatory, drug-induced, bloodthirsty vision of a God that serves their purposes. Sheker v'chazav. This is an attack on the presence of Hashem in our world by attacking His people, by speaking in His name. And when we daven, Asay lemancha imlo lemanenu, Asay lemancha v'hoshienu, or as we'll say in Hallel in a few days, as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said, when they lived in a war's time after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they were thrown into the Kivshan Aish, and they shouted, Lo Lanu Hashem, Lo Lanu Ki Im L'Shimcha Tein Kavod. Lo Lanu Hashem, Lo Lanu Ki Im L'Shimcha Tein Kavod. Hashem, look what has happened to your name. People are speaking in your name in ways that are disgracing you. How can you let this happen? And it's a Chilul Hashem, not just because they speak in the name of religion in ways that are complete disgraces to religion, but because it happened on the day, which is our gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day of Simchas Torah Seinu, the day of Sisu V'Simcha B'Simchas HaTorah. As we're dancing with the Torah, as we're dancing with the Torah, Vav Sivan is when Hashem gave us the Torah. Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael is the day we gifted to Hashem as our day. And the famous Zohar says, Kad Yasvun, when Jewish people dance with the Torah, Hashem talks to his Pamalia, talks to the angels, and says, look how much the Jewish people love me, that they're osek in my Simcha, even though they're suffering. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we suffered so much while we were dancing with your Torah. How could it be? How could it be? And the day of Kedusha Simchas Torah, which Am Yisrael has made into a Yantif, we made into a Yantif, how could that be wielded against us? Ribbono Shel Olam, God in Himmel. So it's a Chilul Hashem for those two reasons. And when we daven, we don't just daven with our zuchuyos and our suffering and our needs, but we're davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you let this happen to Artzecha Nivchar? How could you let this happen to your Torah, to you? Thinking about Rabbi Hanani ben Trajon, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, when he was brutally, brutally incinerated, and they wrapped him in a Sefer Torah, and his daughter was there, and he said to his daughter, I'll paraphrase and I'll quote the Gemara. I don't know if the Gemara in front of me, I'll just quote it in general. Now that they've dragged Hashem into the ring, now I'm confident of this resolution. Now that they're not just burning me, but they're burning a Sefer Torah, I know how this ends. We know how this all ends. We know how this all ends. They're picking a fight with the wrong people. They're picking a fight with the wrong religion. They're picking a fight with the wrong country. They're picking a fight with the wrong forces. These people are going to be on the losing end on many, many levels. Le'ol me'olamim, these people are going to have Yikom Hashem Amo. Yikom Hashem, Ki Adin Hashem Amo. Kadosh Baruch Hu will judge his people. So Hanani ben Trajan told his daughter, Misha Tava Elbona Shel Tara Hu Yitba Elboni. Whoever's going to protect the disgrace of the Tara, he'll take care of my disgrace and my needs. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask you, don't just intervene on our behalf. Don't just intervene on our behalf. Intervene on behalf of Artzecha. Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevalech Lasov. Intervene on behalf of your Torah that was disgraced and defiled. Intervene on behalf of your people. That's number two. How we should daven. Number one is Don't run away. Don't run away from the suffering. Don't turn it just into one big national, international rally of the Jews to save themselves. There's real suffering. People are still suffering. People are still dying. People are in hospital beds. There's still terrorists that are being uncovered. There's still infiltrations. There's still rockets. This isn't a rally. This isn't a time for one big international digital media, social media-induced rally. We need spirit, but make sure you dose it and calibrate it properly. Number two, when you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Eretz Yisrael, and daven on behalf of your name, daven on behalf of the Shechina. Number three. One of my sons-in-law was fighting in Kfar Aza. Kfar Aza is literally right near the border. Horrible, horrible scenes. We were in the hospital yesterday taking care of one of my grandchildren. And a call came in around 8:30. Finally, we called to speak to my daughter, his wife. And we had great news. What was the great news? They're taking his unit out of Kfar Aza for a couple of days to a rest and recreation center nearby. My mechotanis, the mother of my son-in-law, walked out of the room crying that her son would be safe for the next 4 days, presumably. Why did they take my son's fighting to one of the advanced units? Why did they take him out of their fighting? The scenes they saw in Kfar Aza. And these are grown men. My son-in-law is a strong person. Believe me, one of the strongest people I know. Were so horrific. Were so gruesome. Were so grisly. He walked into a room and he saw two parents and four children who were just simply gunned down, slaughtered, decapitations, brutalization, burning people, burning houses, terror, destruction, just no regard. The scenes were just so horrible that this unit could no longer fight. They just had to take them out and give them 3-4 days of just escapism and zoning out and therapy and talking about it before they go into battle. Who knows how they... They called photography units and journalists into, I think, maybe Re'im or Kfar Aza. Maybe I'm wrong. It's just such a blur. And they were asked, why are you showing the world such horrific, horrific images? And they said, the army, Israeli army said, because if we don't show the world and they don't document it, these are so horrible, people won't believe it happened. These are incredulous. And all of a sudden I started shaking when I heard that announcement. It's 2023. That's exactly the statement made by the American GIs who liberated concentration camps. We have to let journalists, or the Russian soldiers, we have to invite journalists into these camps, because if we don't document, if we don't photograph, people just won't believe what happened. Won't believe what happened. And this is just locked into my mind, the following reality that I've been certain of the last week, and I'll tell you last couple days, how that should impact. This is the Holocaust. This is the continuation of the Holocaust. This is part of the Shoah. This is part of evil. This is part of an attempt. If they could, they would eliminate every single Jew. Wherever you're sitting and listening to, you're on their crosshairs. They just don't have the capacity to. And that's why, from here on in, anytime you say the word Hamas, you must conclude that phrase by saying Yimach Shemam. They're equivalent to the Nazis. There are many anti-Semites out there. There are many people in history who have been guilty of anti-Semitic acts. But this is on a different level. There's anti-Semitism that could be attributed to this aspect. Then there's just pure, unadulterated, unmitigated hatred of who we are in this world. Pure hatred, nothing else. Not only just pure, raging hatred and anger. And that is Amalek, and that is evil, and that is Macho Emcha, and that is Timcha, and that is Yimach Shemo V'Zichro. Broaden it, generalize it. It's not just a geopolitical skirmish, it's not just terror, it's not a pogrom. It is Yimach Shemam. When everyone to start using that phrase, Hamas Yimach Shemam, so that you'll tie and connect the dots to the Holocaust and tie and connect the dots. That is of a different class than our enemies or Muhammad Abbas. So this one, it's a different, different breed. It's larger. That's number three. Number one, keep the Avelos, don't run away to triumphalism. Number two, think about the Chilul of Eretz Yisrael and the Chilul Hashem. Number three, Think of it as the continuation of the Holocaust. Of course, with one difference, now we have our army and our people, and of course we won't let this drag on for millions of Jews. And number four, as I said in the previous show, I'll just repeat because I want to accentuate, it's a time for Emunah, it's a time for realizing we don't know the Darchei Hashem, but there is a rhyme and a method to this madness, there's a rhyme and a reason, more important, this is for the first time in history that we have to not just strengthen our Emunah, but strengthen our Emunah in Geula. Don't get caught up in the terminology and in the Hashkafos. You do believe. This is obviously, we've started a process. We're obviously back in Eretz Yisrael. They obviously don't. It is obviously taken from Nevuah. This is taken from Tanakh. This is, whether it's Magog or Magog or not, is irrelevant. We'll only know Gog or Magog when it happens. But this is part of the Nevuah that we want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. They won't let us, and they'll Shamwa Mim Yur Gazon. They'll be angry, and they'll rage, and they'll challenge. And once the process begins, it will not end in any other eventuality other than our returning to Tzion. V'sechazenu einenu b'shivcha l'tzion b'racham. And we have haftachos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shochin Shechakim, who is Yored Likras Amo and Har Sinai, and gave us his haftachos. Nothing that can happen in this world can change the verity and the certainty of those haftachos. And hundreds of years ago, all we had was to strengthen our emunah. And in Kishnev in 1905, strengthen your emunah. But now it's 2023, and don't only, of course, it's important to strengthen your emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Darchei Hashem, and Chaste Hashem, Kilo Tamnu, Kilo Chalo Rachamav, Chadashim Labakarim, Rabba Emunah Secha. But also to strengthen your emunah, that this is a process that will lead to Am Yisrael being resettled in their land, the Emos HaMashiach, Yitamu chatoim min ha'aretz u'reshayim odeinam, and the reshayim will be nishbad, and the Kodesh Baruch will be nokim dam amo from these vile, vile creatures, and the Kodesh Baruch will restore Am Yisrael. So work hard to remind yourself that we are in a process, and we know how the process will end. We daven, the Kodesh Baruch, the process should be easier, Hashem. We don't know, but why are you asking us to go through so much? We've been through so much. Don't we have any zechuyos? Shouldn't we daven to Hashem with urgency? Daven to Hashem with a shtickel of chutzpah, not chas v'shalom chutzpah that your question is methods, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu, where the zechus? Aye mekom kavodo, aye mekom zechuseinu. Where are zechuyoseinu? Where Zechreinu b'sefer ha-zechuyos, Zechreinu b'sefer ha-zechuyos. We have so many zechuyos as Am Yisrael. These are four things that I'm thinking about today. They change every day. I don't want to just flood with ideas just to say something. Al kein yuna devarecha mu'atim.